This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I asked a group of adults one time, tell me your most significant memory of college, those of you that went to college. And it was interesting, the differences of what people recalled, the people who were athletes, it didn't matter if they were male or female, if they were athletes, they would recall immediately a football game, a basketball game, a soccer game, a volleyball game, where some significant victory took place. We were going to lose, but we won. And they recounted those experiences. Others that were more perhaps into academics talked about a class that they were worried about failing or a final exam that was just unbelievably difficult. And so different things were important to different people. And I have a college memory that I don't even know why I remember this. But it evidently made a big impression on my life, and I want to share it with you today. It was at 2 a.m. I was living in the boys' dorm at the time. And I walked out into the hallway thinking that everyone must be asleep at 2 a.m. There was one door open on this long hallway and light coming out from that room into the hallway, spilling out into the dark hallway. So I walked down toward the light, looked in the room, and there one young man who lived in the room was asleep, but the other one was sitting with one of those bendable lamps over his desk, and he had a lot of paper spread out in front of him. So I walked in and said, what are you doing? You studying for a test, cramming for a final or something? And he said, no. He said, I've been working on the plan for my life. And he said, I literally have mapped out my life from here, from today, to the rest of my life. And he literally did have what he wanted to be doing in 10 years. And then he had 15 years, and then 20 years, and 25, and 30. And I was awestruck that somebody would plan out their life like that, because I was worried about what I was going to have for breakfast the next morning. You know, which button I would press on the vending machine for a bag of chips or a brownie for breakfast. That was my big concern at 2 a.m. And I mean that. That's all the farther I was looking ahead. And yet, not making fun of him at all, not mocking what he did, because I know he did it sincerely, I want to share this with you as lovingly as possible. Life didn't work out that way. He's dead. Died of a terminal illness at a young age. And life did not go the way he planned. And I'm not, again, mocking anything that he did, but it was a lesson to me. Maybe this is why I remember it, is that we can make our plans. The Bible says that in Proverbs 16:9, but the Lord determines our steps, which is an interesting phrase. I make the plans, and God says, I'll determine the steps. And that may be a defining moment for somebody in this room to know that today, that we make our plans, and you may plan out your life, and you may be into plans and date books and calendars, and you plan out your life, but you have discovered, and you will discover if you haven't already, that life doesn't go according to the plan. Rarely does. Whether it's your family, whether it's your career, whether it's your education, things happen, both good and bad. Things happen, both positive and negative. Things happen, both joyous and tragic, because that's the nature of life. I'm convinced there are some verses that we learn as a child from our mom or dad. But then there are verses that we learn the hard way. There are verses we learn the hard way, and that's what we're going to study today, a passage where this is a verse that most of you have learned or will learn, including me, will learn it the hard way. Jeremiah says this, I know, O Lord, that a man's life is not his own. It is not, underline the word not, it is not for man to direct his steps.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.